Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 108 and 109, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 14, 1976, in New York.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his instruction to Sanatana Goswami because he is the appropriate person to understand. In the previous verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asserted, Yajna Patra hao tumi bhakti prabhaktai, kame sab tatva suno kahiye tumar. So, the philosophy is very simple. But unless one is fit or appropriate person, he cannot understand. Oh. In the material world, we are materially diseased. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. Otherwise, it is very simple thing. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivay Sarupai Krishna Nityada. Very simple thing. Everyone, every child can understand that we are, our Sarup, our constitution and position is that we are servant of God, Krishna. But the material world is so bewildering that everyone is thinking that I am master. Really. I am the monarch of all I serve. There is an English poetry. Everyone is thinking. Why there is so much struggle in this New York City? Because now there is presidential election. So, everyone is thinking, if I could become the president, that is everyone's desire, but those who are not so fit, they do not stand for election, but those are little fit, so they stand, make competition. I'm the president. If you are president, then why you require election? The simple truth. If you are actually president, why do you depend on others' vote? You become president? No, artificially. Simply by votes, he is president. Actually, he is not. He is the servant of the voters. But he is thinking, I am president. This is called Maya. Everyone is servant. Krishna, his servant, every one of us, we are servant. So take this example. Actually, the president means the servant of the voters. And as soon as the voters do not like him, just like Nixon is drawn back, so nobody can be master, that is not possible. We'll find in this instruction, Ekala Ishar Krishna Arusam Vritta. Only Krishna is the master. And everyone is servant. This is our position. But artificially we are trying to become master. That is struggle for existence. We are trying for something which we are not. We know this word, struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. So, this is struggle. We are not master, still we are trying to become master. The Mayavada philosophy, they also undergo severe type of austerities, penances. What is the idea? The idea is that I shall become one with God. Same mistake. Same mistake. He is not God, but he is trying to become God. Even though he has performed so much severe austerities, bhajago, renunciation, everything, sometimes they give up everything of material enjoyment, go to the forest, undergo severe type of penances. What is the idea? I shall become one with God. The same is. So Maya is very strong that these mistakes continue. Even one is very advanced, so-called spiritually. No. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touches the main point immediately with his instruction. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, where Krishna says the last word, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. He is talking in the position, he is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He is asking, demanding, you rascal, give up everything, just surrender unto me, then you will be happy. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Krishna, but acting as devotee of Krishna. Therefore, he is speaking the same thing. Krishna says, you surrender. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that every living entity is a servant of Krishna. That means he must surrender. Servant business is to surrender, not to argue with the master or to claim that I am equal with you. These are all fanatic, bad proposals. Pishachi paile janam asuchchanna mayaprastha jiveri sahi dasa upaya. A servant cannot become master. That is not possible. But as soon, as long as we shall persist on this wrong conception of right, that I am not master, I am servant, I am not servant, I am master, and then he will suffer. The Maya will give him suffering. They will Jesus. Just like outlaws, rogues and thieves, they defy government order. I don't care for that. But that means he voluntarily accepts suffering. He has to take care of government law. If he does not ordinarily take care of laws, then he will be put into the prison house, and by force, by beating, by punishment, he has to accept. Yes, yes, I accept. So this is Maya. Devijesa gunamai mama maya durutvaya. We are under the ruins of Maya. Prakitakriyamanani guni karmani sarvasam. Why? Because we are declaring master. Servant is declaring to become master. Therefore, suffering. And as soon as you accept that I am not master, I am servant, then there is no suffering. Very simple philosophy. That is mukti. Mukti means just come to the right platform. That is mukti. Mukti is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya annatha rupam swarupena avastati. Mukti means to give up this nonsense business. Annatha. He is servant, but he is thinking master. That is annatha. That is the opposite. So, when he gives up this opposite conception of life, that he is master, then he is mukti. He is liberated. Mukti does not take so much time that you have to undergo so much severe austerities and go to the jungle and go to the Himalaya and meditate and press your nose and so many things. It doesn't require so many things. Simply you understand plain things that I am servant of Krishna. You are mukti. That is the definition of mukti given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitva anatha rupam sarupena avasya. That's why even a criminal in the prison house, if he becomes submissive, that henceforward I shall be law-abiding, I shall obey the government laws very obediently. Then sometimes he is released prematurely on account of giving a declaration. So we can become immediately liberated from this prison house of material existence if we accept this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiveya Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So therefore so many arrangements we are having Krishna deity here, and every one of us we are engaged as servant. Sri Vigraharadhana Nityanana Sringara Sanmandiramarjunadu. Somebody is engaged in cleansing the temple. All servant here. Somebody is engaged in dressing the deity. Somebody is engaged in preparing nice foodstuff for deity. Somebody is making flower garlands. Somebody is going to distribute literature to make people understand the glories of Krishna. In this way, Krishna consciousness movement means everyone is engaged 100% to become servant of Krishna. So those who are sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord, they are all liberated. They are all liberated. The Mayavadis who are trying to become liberated in so many ways, mystic yoga practice and austere penances and so on, so on, so on. You can get that liberty immediately simply by engaging yourself in some service of Krishna. Immediately. Sarvamapiyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. Even little service you give, it is your permanent asset. Even if you fall down from that service platform, still, whatever you have done, it will never go in vain. As soon as there is opportunity, again you shall begin from that point where you left. Therefore, everyone, tapyasa dharmam charanambujam hari, there is a verse spoken by Narada Muni, that even by sentiment, not understanding properly the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, even by sentiment, all right, let me also dance and chant like these people, the saffron collar, same head, people are doing, let me do that. So once dancing with them will never go in vain. It will immediately account, he has danced. It is so nice. It will never go in vain. There these children are dancing. Don't think it is spoiling time. Everything is with God. This you will find in the time, our nectar of devotion, you will find. It will never go in. Sarvamapiyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also saying, Kano mayaravase jatcho vese khatcho habu dubu bhai jiv Krishna das evi saskalle kar dukkhana. Everyone is being washed away by the big waves of the ocean of desires. But if he simply accept, no, I am Krishna Das. I am not master. I am not God. I am simply a servant. And the more you become servant of the servant, more you are perfect. Not directly servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasu Dasu Dasanu Dasu. This is perfection. Don't try to become directly Krishna. Krishna's servant, his servants, you come down to the 100 point of servant, then you are perfection. Tadero charana sevi bhaktasane vas, janame janame mor eyo vilas. Narottam Das Thakur said, let me become the servant of the servant and live with devotees. And that is my desire. So this Krishna consciousness movement says that let us live amongst devotees. Why you are struggling to get so many centers open? Because devotees will live there, follow the regulative principles according to the instruction of the Shastra and spiritual master guided by, and people will get chance as soon as one comes in this society of devotee, he will get some opportunity. And salvama piyasa, that is man, even by sentiment one comes. Taktya sadhanmam charanam bhujam hare. The Narada Muni said, even by sentiments one gives as his occupational duty, so-called occupational duty, and surrenders to Krishna, even not understanding fully. So, Shastra says, what is the loss there? And if one is performing his material duties very perfectly, then what is gained there? He's simply wasting time. And a devotee, even by sentiment or whimsically, comes in the center and gives some service, that is permanent record. And these kurmis, although they are acting very sincerely, but there is no guarantee what is the next life. He may become a doe. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Taptadihang, what is that? Tathadihantaram prati viyasatanamaya. There will be the hunter. Change of this body. The body will be finished, everyone knows. But body being finished, you are not finished. Nobody is finished. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Then he has to accept another body. So if you do not work according to the rules and regulations of nature, then we have to accept another body, and we do not know what kind of body you are going to accept. Because it will be a gift by nature. Pratityakramani, karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma yonisu. So they do not know these things. The rascal civilization, that's like dancing like dog, that's all. This is rascal civilization. They have no responsibility of life and dancing like dog. The Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. Everyone should try to understand. If he wants to understand through science, through philosophy, through logic, in any way, through religion, through culture, any way he wants to understand, we have got volumes of books, try to understand. Thank you very much.